Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 735.
Today we hear from Art the Noble Bear. Art says,
roughly how much story should one plan for in the various major mediums of writing? Specifically, I'm thinking TV, movies, and graphic novels. On one end, you have the standard three-panel comic strip in which the limit is a single gag or beat, the setup, the turn, and the punchline. On the other, you have a novel, which, barring commercial or editorial constraints, the limit is however much you want. I know a graphic novel can also be varied in length, though unless it's an ongoing series, the story is often told in 6 to 12 20-page sections. Having that limit means there's only so much room, so knowing where to place one's focus seems important. And this would seem important either in instances where one is planning the structure beforehand or when one is a discovery writer looking where to trim down.
Well, Art, the question is a bit of a red herring because every story is different. You can tell a epic story in a few sentences, and you can take 1,000 pages to tell a very intimate story. It's not about the amount of story, it's about how you tell it. The different mediums are different ways of telling stories. They're not different limitations on the amount of story you can have.
An obvious constraint would be if there is an editorial...
No, that's... Editorial constraints are constraints on the number of words. The number of words doesn't have anything to do with the amount of story. Think of any ballad, right? Pop ballads were huge back in... From the 70s through the 90s, they were all over the place. The Beatles' Eleanor Rigby told a very intimate story in 2.5 minutes. It was devastating, it was beautiful, and it was tragic. Discotheque by U2 in 97, I guess it was, told another story, also intimate, but totally different kind of story, told in roughly the same amount of time. But then you move to longer form ballads like, since we're with U2, take Angel of Harlem from Rattle and Hum. That's a biopic of Billie Holiday. Beautifully done. 6 or 7 minute song tells, you know, a classic rise, fall, and redemption type of story. It's almost a personal epic containing decades in that one song. And we haven't strayed outside the popular song form here yet. That's just what you can do with that limited space of a few minutes, few verses, a few chords. The amount of story has nothing to do with the length of the telling. The length of the telling is entirely an aesthetic choice. You decide what to focus on because that's what you want to focus on. What you focus on is the story you're telling. The interaction of that with the form you've chosen tells you how much scope you have to flesh out that idea. That's pretty much it. Thanks for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.